found him innocent. He appealed it to a higher court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the man had no right to put a gun in his house to injure anybody that went in the house. And he had to sell his house and that house and another house to pay damages that were ruled against him in court, in the Supreme Court, according to the Supreme Court, that he had to pay the damages, I think $16,000 to $22,000. Now, do you think that's fair? What is the thief doing in my house in the first place?
Well, what, has there been any cases of people being, you know, trespassing on land and getting shot around here?
Yes, lots of them. There was one right up here, and they gave the man 5 years in Laredo. A man by the name of... He killed 5 wetbacks that came in his house, tore up his electric ice box, his Electrolux ice box, and opened his butane and got all drunk on his whiskey there, and he came and he found him, he killed him. He went and told the sheriff he killed him. I wouldn't have told the sheriff. Killed all 5 of them. I wouldn't have told the sheriff anything. I just drug him out and horned the saddle, and they'd have been found dead out in the brush someplace. I don't know who killed him. Big pasture, 12-15,000 acres. He probably lay there 5 years before somebody found him. By then, nobody knew who they were. But in the last 20 years, I don't know of any case like that, but in 1942, maybe it was when I was in Mexico, there was some trespasses. Yes, it was in 37, on the King Ranch. And this is the story. I came back from Mexico, and Mr. and I used to hunt a lot together. He's the man on whose ranch we were when I killed the hawk up in the tree. The hawk I told you about yesterday?
Yeah.
And he was out hunting, and he heard a shot, and he knew there was no one hunting on that way, so he went over that way. He drove over in his sand buggy.
But
and
wet.
Not quiet. You wet?
Why?
Well,
why?
Go tell Mama to dry your hands.
No.
Go tell Mama to dry your hands.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now there's a towel. Now go dry your hands. Go dry. So he saw these two fellas, and he went over there, and they threw a gun on him. And he says, what's the matter? You're on my land. You're trespassing. Get off here and leave that deer here. Oh, they said, now you know you're talking through your hat, you crazy Mexican so-and-so. You can't talk like that to us. We're white people. You're a damned alien. You belong across the river. They took his boots and gun away from him and carried him over to the fence about a mile away, and they took the deer and went off. Took his Jeep and drove over there. So when he came home, he told his father about it. And the old man got in touch with Mr. So they set a trap for these fellas.
Mr. was...
the owner of the King Ranch.
Uh-huh.
It happened right next door to the King Ranch.
But
in fact, they went off on part of the King Ranch property. Está lleno de mantequilla. Está lleno de mantequilla. I'm going to close that door so you can't get in. Will you close it? Be sure and slam it hard. So they set a trap for these fellas, and they killed them.
Mm-hmm. How did they set a trap?
Well, they just watched for them.
Uh-huh.
And they put people there 24 hours a day. And the next time they came in, they were stopped and unloaded and take the guns away from them, and they were shot. And I know the people that killed them.
Mm-hmm.
They were buried in a bar pit alongside of a road.
In a what?
In a bar pit, the ditch in them. On the side of the road.